smaller and narrowing, and the conditions and the required to do the work are getting more onerous. So that's the environment that we're operating within, anything.
Okay, so that, and what about Twin Bridges too? I mean, that's gonna, the vegetation there is so thick, it's coming through the railings.
Right.
And we can't clear that either.
The parts where we can clear are the parts that it really doesn't make that much difference. We need to get in there. There's a real small window when they allow us to get in and do the work, and it's because of the environmental concerns and so forth.
Okay, so is that something that we can take a picture and send it to Fish and Game and say, hey, if we get
yes.
a big... Okay. Do we
and,
need
and we've been in contact with their staff. It just seems like after we've missed the time when they'll allow us to do the work, we're probably not that much of a priority. We tried real hard earlier on to get them to cut the permit free, but there were...
Yeah, I know. I'm not blaming your department at all. Rob, do we need to agendize that to write a letter to Fish and Game about the creek clearance, or is that something that we can go ahead and do as a follow-up to our previous conversations with the citizens about it?
What's the schedule we're on right now? I mean, from a staff level,
nothing
if there's a consensus to do it, we'll just do it, won't put it back. I mean, we know it's a top priority to keep an eye on. We're trying to work through the regulatory maze that is there, and if part of that is following up with another letter to Fish and Wildlife, we'll do that, or Fish and Game.
Okay. So
Mayor,
if
I can add to what Rob is saying, we're on for, I believe it's December, for the tentative agenda to come back with you with an update on creek activity. So we can certainly look into that now and be in a position to report back to you when we come back with the other report that's forthcoming on the creek cleaning.
Okay, and maybe have a draft of a letter that we can send and something that our community members can use as a boilerplate also.
We'd be happy to. You know, we're not the only community that's wrestling with this issue. It's something we're all dealing with.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Would it help if we were to contact our elected state officials and say, you have a problem and could you help us? I mean, I would think that maybe they could help increase the priority because we are, I mean, what do we tell people after the waters have come? Feel free to sue Fish and Game? I don't know.
I know. It's terrible.
I would like to contact our elected officials and
say... Well, certainly all of us can do that, and certainly
right.
any of
I
you
would urge anybody that can see a creek to write your elected
right.
officials.
And take pictures of what the creek looks like so that they understand the emergency situation that could occur there. Okay. The other thing I'm going to do, just to let council know, so anybody who wants to attend that, it'll be happening right here. It's just sort of a goal setting and a future looking at for the whole county. Okay, other announcements. That? Betty?
I would just follow up with the 2050 a little bit. This is being sponsored by the SLOCOG, the Slow Council of Governments. It's been something that's been going on for several months, and we're the last of the workshops being held in the different regions. It's actually kind of a fun activity. You get to do some voting and prioritization, and they have immediate little gadgets that you get to use, and you see immediate results come back on, and they probably will have refreshments. What's not provided for is transportation here. It's 8:30 to 1 o'clock. I think the dial-a-ride is working at that point. So if you need help or if there's something comes up, I would be glad to pick anyone up that would like to have a ride, call City Hall, and I'm sure I can get the message. My number's in the phone book as well. But I strongly encourage you. Other parts of the county are doing this, and we want to be able to weigh in on this project. I also have... The Coast Walk, which is a state organization, they're trying to develop a contiguous trail from the very southern part of California all the way up through the whole state, much like the Ridge Trail along the Sierras. And we have purchased several pieces of property in the county, and they are doing a Coast Walk business sponsorship program. If you'd like your business to be sponsoring of this activity, you have a form to fill out. They put you in all their literature so you get publicity. If anyone is interested, I have those forms. I'm curious to know, and I don't know if this is the point to ask, what happened with the high school request. Did that go to PWAB for the crosswalk in front of the
high
school?
That was referred to PWAB,
okay.
And they are going to be looking at that on their regular agenda of events.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Bill?
I just have one thing. I would like to recognize and congratulate our local police explorer post here in Morro Bay. They last month went to a competition in Paso Robles that was for 50 groups of kids from around California, Nevada, and so forth, and they did very well. The police explorers took second place in a shooting competition and then were outstanding in a whole bunch of law enforcement-related tasks that they would use if, when they graduate to law enforcement positions. And to make things better, I guess, or worse.
Vigorous and active in our work. We immediately met the very next week and have met twice. We meet on Wednesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. at the community center. We'll be there this Wednesday, November 16th, from 2 to 4 in the community center. What we've done, first of all, too, I wanted to say that at each of those meetings, the committee right now is Thad and myself, but we welcome public comment. We welcome all kinds of people, and we have gotten tremendous help from numerous citizens, 12 citizens at each of the meetings coming in and different people talking. And I wanted them to kind of stand up in the room. I know I see a few of them around here. There's Jim Nance back there, and Hal Toon, the Durricks, Mike and Wanda, Susan Heineman. These are just some of the people who've devoted so much time and energy to this. Thank you, guys. So far, we have submitted a mini grant to the National Estuary Program, and we're hopeful that they'll consider giving us a little kind of foundational money. What we're doing is taking a lot of time, and it does take some money as well to do. We've also located numerous funding sources. In fact, Rob Schultz was very handy with that. Rob's been very helpful to the process. So many funding sources for a project like this that it fills up the front and back of a page. We've also been in contact with the Coalition of Coastal Communities. I talked with Bill Brand the other day, who's the president of the South Bay Parkland Conservancy. Those are the people down in Redondo Beach who are working on converting an old power plant there into parkland. He has agreed to take wording up to Sacramento this week to the Appropriations Committee that's now looking at SB 123. That measure will contain millions of dollars for projects like this. And so he will go up and add us kind of to the list that if SB 123 actually passes, we actually might be on the list there next to Redondo Beach. We've decided on the form of the committee and decided that we would welcome 12 citizens to come in and join Thad and I, 12 citizens by January that will join this committee on alternative uses. We decided that those citizens should be the very best people who could devote time and energy and intelligence to this process. So because of that, we decided that some of them could be from San Luis Obispo County, some would be from the city of Morro Bay, with more preference to a greater ratio of people from the city of Morro Bay. We will advertise in December for those positions to try to get people to apply. We're working on a press release right now. Governor Schwarzenegger has already received one letter from a citizen, and I'm working on another letter because the day after all of his measures went in defeat, he met the press the next morning and said that he was willing to work across.
They're congratulating the Economic Opportunity Commission on its 40th anniversary, and we have here, I'm going to get her name right, Joan Limove, who is going to accept this certificate, and I would like to have the council move to approve A7.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Joan, she's already there. Okay. This is... Whereas the Economic Opportunity Commission of San Luis Obispo County Incorporated was established by congressional decree and then by the County Board of Supervisors on December 9, 1965, it's a private, nonprofit, public benefit corporation dedicated to eliminating the causes of poverty by assisting low-income individuals and families to build the skills needed for stability and greater self-sufficiency. They're directly responsible for community programs including Early Head Start, Head Start, the Migrant and Seasonal Head Start, State Migrant Child Care Resource Connection, Health Services, Emergency Services, Homeless Shelter and Support Services, and Child Abuse Prevention Services. And I didn't even read them all. They really do an incredibly all-encompassing job in this county. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Morro Bay does hereby acknowledge and congratulate the Economic Opportunity Commission on its 40th anniversary. Thank you very much. Would you like to say anything?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor Peters, Council, Bob Hendricks. This is really quite an honor to be here and to accept this award on behalf of the Economic Opportunity Commission's Board of Directors. I see a few familiar faces in this room, both Bill and Janice. I've seen you at our board meetings and as members of our board, and we look forward to the future when more members of the City Council will be rotating through on our Board of Directors. Biz Steinberg, our Chief Executive Officer, wanted to be here but had a conflict. I personally want to thank, and I'm so proud of my city, Morro Bay, for the support you have given EOC for all of these years. I've worked at EOC 15 years, and I was always bragging about Morro Bay, that little city on the coast that gave 100%. We have three programs that could never be without you. And upwards of 500 children are in our child care programs. And we have been with Head Start in this community for 40 years now as well, our first program that EOC started with. So I'm really proud. I'm not too controversial, I hope, tonight, but it was so good of you to show up for us. And I really just want to say thank you from everyone at EOC. And in December, we'll be having a 40th anniversary celebration at our offices in San Luis. We'd like to invite everybody there December 9th. That is the day we are incorporated. And thank you very much again for this honor.
Thank you, Joan. Okay, our closed session report, Rob.
Yes, good evening. Prior to tonight's regular session, council met on closed session on two separate items. The first was real property transactions. The property discussed was 845 Embarcadero. This is a lease between Joseph Steinman and the City of Morro Bay. No action was taken on this item that requires reporting in the Brown Act. The other item discussed was personnel issues. This was the evaluation of the city attorney. No action was taken on that item either.
Okay. Before I start the public comment period, I just want to let people know how we're going to run the rest of the meeting. Again, we have a lot of people here to talk about Duke, but we have one item that we need to move up on affordable and sustainable housing. It will be a short report. We will have that after public comment. This public comment is for not about the Duke lease, but anything else that you might want to talk about. And also, when we do get to the Duke matter, Bridget has a sign-in list, and maybe we can put that back on the table now. Is it? Okay. We have a sign-in sheet. As before, it worked so well last time we did this, where you sign in and then tell how many minutes you wish to speak, maximum of three. And so please do sign in if you want to speak on that public hearing item. But right now, we will open it for public comment.
Hello, Council. My name's Hank Roth, Morro Bay. I wanted to talk first about our annual Thanksgiving dinner hosted by the Rotary Club and the Peace Officers Association. This is a community dinner. This is, you know, everybody comes together as a community and has a nice Thanksgiving dinner together. If you'd mind me to remind you folks that the Morro Bay Police caroling cop cars and Christmas trolley will be caroling through town December 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I see you just got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to get this thing in. I received a call from some citizens reporting that they were being contacted by representatives from the Medicare program or one of the pharmaceutical companies. Caller stated that they were able to help the citizen with a new Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage plan, and that all they needed was the citizen's Social Security number and bank account number. And unfortunately, a member of not this community, but one of the communities north of us got stung by that scam. I checked it out. According to the sources I checked out, the pharmaceutical companies will be doing no direct solicitation ladies and gentlemen, please don't give your information over the phone to anyone. If you have questions about the new drug coverage plan, go to www.medicare.gov. And we have a local organization, HICAP, most of you have heard of it, the Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program. Their number is 928-5663. And you can also contact Lois Kapp's office, Maldonado's office, and Blakesley's office. And I just wanted to warn the folks out there about that scam. You know, the ink doesn't even dry on the paper, and the scam artists are already out there. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And also about that Thanksgiving dinner, remember, it's open to everyone. It's like a big family Thanksgiving. It's wonderful. I don't know how many years I've been doing it now, and it's wonderful. It's really enjoyable. If you don't know anybody, come, and you'll know somebody by the time you leave. It's a really fun event. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Rick Deschler. I live in Morro Bay. I'm speaking as a private citizen tonight. A couple months ago, I believe the council funded about $30,000 to do a survey on potential tax initiatives on one of our upcoming ballots. I am urging that the city make the results of that survey in detail available to the public. I know when I received one of the phone calls, it was a lousy survey. And the people weren't trained very well. They were using the term 9/11, which refers to terrorism, as opposed to using a 911, which means...
Most of the cities are represented by two or three columns, and we have a full page, so I wanted to make sure that you knew that, and we have copies on the back table. Also, next year is going to be the 50th anniversary of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. We plan to have a lot of really super things happen during the year. One that is going to be very important to the council is that we're bringing UCSB into the city of Morro Bay to do an economic outlook, and that will be sometime in June, May or June. We haven't set the date yet, but I wanted to let you know that we're working on it, and we're very close to getting a specific date. So we're very excited about that. That's going to be huge for us. And one other announcement is that the Lighted Boat Parade, December 3rd, first Saturday in December, it will be ongoing. The Chamber of Commerce has taken it over since the city hasn't been able to do events this year. And we're very excited about all of the results so far. And if it rains, there will not be a second rain day, but we will be doing it. It's not going to rain in Morro Bay. First Saturday in December for the Lighted Boat Parade. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Jim Nance from Morro Bay, resident, and I've lived here for the last 20 years. When I became a resident of Morro Bay back in 85, it was like paradise. Since then, the sneaky snakes and their money have been putting the bite on the town residents. First, it was the motel developers and the tourist promoters. They tried to get everyone to come to Morro Bay so they could get that tourist money. Well, the tourists came like the foreign developers of the cloisters, and the sneaky snakes and land speculators came in droves. They screamed property rights, even though many of them were not citizens or were corporations. Never mind the rights of Morro Bay citizens. There was money to be made for the special interests. With the lure of a pot of gold for the city coffers if they go along with the sneaky snakes. Mob garbage and Duke power, these corporations care less about the town and people of Morro Bay than they do the profits they could make here. Residents, especially ones on fixed incomes, are being forced by the city government to carry on more out no or little trash. Mandatory subscription to garbage service has been a law since before I came to Morro Bay. If someone forces you to pay them money, isn't that extortion? So we're forced to pay mob garbage money, and if we don't pay, now they can put a lien on our real property, and then the county will foreclose. This law was just passed this year by the City Council. I think the city should re-examine these items and consider the citizens of Morro Bay who elected them over the financial interests of the Sneaky Snakes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Good evening. I'm Betty Forsyth, and a citizen of Morro Bay, and very happy to live here. I'm going to tell you about two things. One is the 6th Annual Books, Things, and Collectibles Sale, which is going to be Saturday, November 19th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to have some baseballs that have been autographed by Tom Lasorder and Charlie Howe. We have framed watercolors, cane chairs, vintage cups, anything you want to collect. We also have autographed books and gift baskets. In addition to that, because we have so many activities in Morro Bay and our citizens are involved in so many things, I'm talking again about the Helping Hands. Anybody that wants to help with the city Christmas tree lighting or holiday lighting or whatever we want to say politically correct. And we have envelopes in the back, and people can make checks out and send it to the city of Morro Bay. And they have an address, and they tell you everything on there to do that. So we at the library are good friends to the people that come to the library and also to the community. And we thank you very much for being there and helping us. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty.
Good evening, Mayor Peters, members of council. My name is Ed Biagini. I'm a member of the Community Promotions Committee, and I do not consider myself a sneaky snake. That being said, I notice you have the changes to the Promotions Committee bylaws on your consent calendar. I hope it isn't pulled and you are satisfied with the work that we did to make those changes. If you remember, about 3 months ago, the city of Atascadero had a tourism seminar over there. And I know that all of you folks tried to get there. I don't know if anybody did, but as a result of that,
I live in a Blue Heron Terrace mobile home park, and we have a problem with our driveway. It's at night, you can't see very well coming in our driveway. And we had a woman almost go over the side here lately. So I talked to the city a couple of years ago about this, but nothing has ever been done. We couldn't get anything done. But now we need a white line on each side of the driveway, just from the street into the park. That's all. And we need it now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. I'm Bruce Gibson, County Planning Commissioner for District 2, and here to promote the Community 2050 workshop that was mentioned just a bit ago. This room, this Saturday, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. It is about envisioning the entire county's future, and I think Council Member Windholz hit it just right. It's fun and it's educational, and you can't beat that. It is also an extremely painless way to become a very well-informed citizen. I know that your city has some formal representation. I talked to at least one of your planning commissioners who's planning to attend, and Mayor Peters, outstanding. I think the one thing I would add to what's been said already is that city residents may wonder why should I bother? This is a county thing. But you'll find that the theme of these workshops are that the many challenges that are ahead of us in transportation and housing and jobs and all these other things are going to require planning on a regional scale. And that's going to be cooperation between cities and the county, and maybe even cooperation with the state. You never know. But I encourage one and all to come. I think it'll be well worth your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Peters and council people. My name is Bill Davies. I'm an immigrant from San Francisco and a resident and homeowner of Morro Bay since 1997. I listened with great interest to the meeting last time about the uses for the plant land. And it was very pie in the sky as far as I could see. To me, it was in the true principles of socialism, let the government pay for it. I didn't see anybody up here opening their wallets. Anyway, further to that, I did a little research. And in 1981, the city voted on Measure D, 1,526 to 1,228 votes, which restricted the further percent to 36%, which worked out to 3,072 votes to 1,755. One of those yes votes was mine. Also, Measure Q, which says that no amendment to the Morro Bay General Plan New Settlement or the Morro Bay Coastal Plan, other than the development and replacement of the power plant, shall be affected until approved by a majority of those voting in a city election. I would like to ask the council to get this on the next ballot and just see what the people think before all this pie in the sky, they try to put it into effect. I think a lot of time will be wasted if the people still want this. And I just want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving and remind you it's only 43 days till Christmas.
Thank you, Bill. Start shopping locally.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Keith Taylor, resident of Morro Bay, representing the Friends of the Morro Bay Fire Department. We are a nonprofit organization formed to promote and educate the community on the importance of our firefighters. They are our true lifesavers in any emergency. I'm here to promote ticket sales for our raffle to benefit the fire department to be held December 4th at the Christmas tree lighting. We have some great prizes thanks to our local businesses. These are pointed out in our flyer in the overhead. I would urge all of you to support these businesses as they generously support our fire department and our community. We definitely need a new fire station for our firefighters. And I have tickets for sale, and you can get me, and I will deliver them to your home. Thank you very much.
And you're going to have a booth at the street fair?
Probably. I don't know yet. I'm waiting for the bosses to tell me what to do.
Okay.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and City Council. Ken Vesterfeld, resident of Morro Bay. I'm not a sneaky snake, but I also have a little venom for people who have the right to stand before this podium as an American citizen and voice their opinion and not to be ridiculed or to be called names. I appreciate that opportunity to be able to speak here freely this evening. Time and time again, I'd like to bring up a little things about the police department here. And this year, compared to last year, our traffic accidents takes an awful lot of work to combine with our police department that has been down. Driving under influence, last year in 2004 was 90 arrests. So far this year, 127 DUIs here in town. Total calls for service for the August until the end of October, 3,083 calls for service, 185 arrests, 463 reports. One of the most important things that might surprise you is that known registered sex offenders, Grover Beach has 18, Pismo Beach has 11, El Royal Grande has 11, and Morro Bay has 22 known registered sex offenders. Not including the gentleman who 2 weeks ago, a person who was not registering, who was living over in the dunes, was caught in a sexual act by himself at a local laundromat. This person is a third-time offender, and he also, in his past history, has enticed a little girl in his van under 10 years old by enticing them with candy. This takes an awful lot of work, folks. So hopefully down the road here, if we do get some funds, that we will bring our police department back to the 1964 standards. Even that will be too below of what it should be. So hopefully here in the future that our city council will recognize the safety of our city for our police and our fire department. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken.
Good evening, Council. My name is Linda Merrill. I'd like to mention the name of a resident in Morro Bay who died recently. Her name is Jane Marcatello, and she's a friend of mine and a friend of the community. Jane wasn't the kind of woman that came out publicly and supported the causes that she believed in, but trust me, she was busy behind the scenes doing what she thought was important. And she wasn't going to back up or back off. If she believed something was right, you knew it, and she wasn't going to let up until she did what she thought was right to change what she wanted or to influence the city of Morro Bay in any way that she could. So those of you who knew Jane, I know that you'll know what a champion she was for what she thought was wonderful about Morro Bay and how she worked to preserve it. For those of you who didn't, her name is Jane Marcatello, and she was just a wonderful woman, and we'll all miss her very much. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Linda.
Prioritizing projects that have to do with Highway 1 as a scenic highway, both national and state. And he's got this path, community path, as one of the top three priorities of which he's in the process of prioritizing as we speak. So Slocog's talking about a Class 1 community path there. As well, the state parks just got a lot of ADA money. And this is as a result of a suit that was filed to the state, and they have a pile of money of which they have to invest into the parks for ADA paths and make it more ADA friendly. Morro Bay State Park has to spend a lot of money with ADA money in the next coming years between now and 2009. So the stars are aligning. And I hope that the council can put this together and maybe agendize it and bring these parties together and come up with a plan so maybe we can get something done there finally, because I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the world and I'd like to see it done. And I think we need it for the pedestrians, we need it for the strollers, we need it for the grandkids, and it would be a wonderful thing. Since I've got a few seconds about the creeks, I've got an idea. Why not volunteers? I think that volunteers clear trails. We know how to hack and whack, and we know how to throw onto trucks, and we'd be happy to do that. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that could help clear our creeks. All we would have to do is organize it and set aside a day, and I think you'd be surprised at the response.
Except you need a permit, but thank you.
Susan Heineman, resident of Morro Bay, Mayor Peters, members of the council. I am concerned that important information seems to be reaching the public late or not at all. Offhand, I can think of three examples. One, the city manager neglecting to inform the city council and the public in a timely manner during this year's budget negotiations that four highly paid department head positions were up for salary renegotiation, and as a result, the contracts were automatically renewed. This was at a time that we were scratching around deciding how we could keep from using reserve monies to balance the budget. Two, the now released information, which we will discuss, that the power plant lease to be discussed tonight is for 50 years, not seven, if that more regard and respect to the opinions of the public should be granted. Smiling at the public is nice, but it is also important to listen to the input and act in accordance. If you, the City Council, do not get the results that you wanted on the survey, perhaps you should consider that your administration is losing the trust of the public to govern their affairs. Thank you.
Thank you. That report will be made public.
Good evening, David.
That report
Nelson.
Will be made public. Sorry, Bill said people couldn't hear me. Yes, sorry, David.
Good evening, David Nelson, Assistant of Morro Bay. I'm on baby watch, so in case it happens between now and the public hearing, I'm against this lease. Just for the record, thank you. Okay. The other thing is I agree with Bill Woodson 1,000%. We need a path down there. That is the most beautiful walk in Morro Bay. My wife and I do it, and when it's at our own, it's like bungee jumping or something, walking down that road between South Bay Boulevard and the Bayside Cafe. But it's worth it. It's like the best walk in Morro Bay, and it should be wheelchair accessible. And let's pull these people together to make that happen. That's a great idea. I'm behind it 1,000%. Another thing that I'd like to say is, again, with that survey for the taxes, I think that was a colossal waste of money. I came in and complained about that early on. And to do something like that with so much input from the community is just why. And one other thing was the last meeting, One of the council people took issue with a statement about the air pollution from the plant and pointed out what a huge fine Duke paid during the energy crisis. I just want to point out that that fine was minuscule. It was $1,800 a ton that all the people in Morro Bay had to suck up the extra pollution for, where South Bay down in Orange County paid over $20,000 a ton. So it wasn't a big fine. It was a slap in the finger, not even the wrist. And it's us, we the people of Morro Bay, that have to put up with the pollution from the plant. There's more and more studies about particulate matter. Since I started delving into this, there's volumes. There was just something on our California station at the legislature talking about these particulate matters on children that are going to be sucking the particulate matter from these things. And everybody in this town should really know about it. It's fun to misguide people and make people feel good, but the truth is there, and I'm not making it up, and I'll stand behind the truth any day because it'll stand. So let's not be misinforming people on the dangers of what we're faced with here, because it's documented a lot.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. My name is John Barta, and I'm wearing my Morro Bay Merchants Association Vice President hat this evening. And I want to remind everybody that we're going to have our Merchant Street Fair on the Sunday following Thanksgiving. That's November 27th from 9 to 4 p.m. We're going to have over 100 booths already signed up. We're going to have shopping, crafts, food, music, fun. Everybody has a good time. Probably be some pets down there, too. So come on down. And I want to remind everybody that the Merchants Association invests the money that they gain from this fair in advertising inside the county to bring shoppers into Morro Bay during the holiday season primarily. And that money in turn turns into sales tax and revenues to support things like our fire department, our police department, rec and parks, and all the other departments here in the city. So it's a good thing. Come on down. Have a good time. We'll see you there.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then we'll bring it back to the council. Are they here? They are here. Okay. All right. Let's go to council declaration of future agenda items.
Could I ask a quick question, though?
Yeah.
I know that we're going to tell people about the sales tax survey, but I was wondering if Mr. Hendricks could tell us when would that be released, some estimate on the date.
Yeah.
I don't have a date yet. I'm hopeful it'll be done within the next couple of weeks. We have to coordinate several people's calendars, both in town and out of town, to get that done. So it'll be a couple of weeks probably before it happens.
So maybe for our next meeting?
Oh, yes.
No.
I'm sure it will be done before your next meeting, yes.
Okay. All right. Any other comments in response to comments?
No.
No. Okay. Future agenda.
I have a couple. I would like to agendize resurrect the Morro Bay bikeway plan that was done several years ago, I think about 5 years ago, and look at that plan, see if it needs to be updated, get some, it's timely to apply for some money. It would go along with some slow cog things that are going on and probably fits in with what Mr. Woodson was speaking to. It's actually a separate document. I think the Morro Bay bikeway plan is for the whole city, mm-hmm. and Mr. Woodson probably knows more about it. I think he helped write that. Is that true, Mr. Woodson?
My recollection is that the bikeway plan is a product of the bike committee and not a product of the council, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And that
so we could combine.
And the State Park Road issue, I think it's the subject of a current capital project that the State Park System has. I don't know the specifics of what the physical project is. We could try and get somebody here to maybe explain what that would be.
Mm-hmm. We could combine those conversations, yeah. though, couldn't we?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's two of us. Anybody mm-hmm. else want to go for that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Val says yes. Melody, yes. Okay. So we would like a staff report on that one.
Thank you. Oh, we've been having some issues at Planning Commission, and we, in our discussions during zoning, talked about doing away with the community housing project. Do we need to agendize that so we can decide whether we want to include that or exclude that from the zoning ordinance?
I would think that would be something we could maybe talk about at our joint meeting. I was going to ask that all of us bring forth issues that we want to discuss there and perhaps do a pre-discussion at council before we take it to the Planning Commission. So certainly that could be on the list.
When would that meeting be?
Well, we're going to set meetings later in the meeting
tonight.
Cool. More meetings set in this meeting. Anything else for future agenda?
Yeah, I would like to request that the city put together a letter to send it up to the state senate to support this Senate Bill number 153. It's now in the Appropriations Committee. It's sponsored by Senators Chesbro and Murray. And this is what is often called the Parks Bond. But it is millions and millions of dollars that would go towards open space and Parks Bond to rehabilitation of properties. I have the Senate bill, the language of it right here that I could give to staff so that they could know what they're talking about. They could look it up on the web, but they could trust me that it is now in the Appropriations Committee. So it's going towards the floor. And I think we need to send this letter up to our local legislatures, our representatives, rather, Maldonado and Blakeslee, and let them know that this is heading up there and that they need to kind of be working and talking behind the scenes, too, to support SB 153.
All right. Does council want to have a report on that?
Sure. Oh, it's not a report. It's just a letter.
Yeah, but we'd have to have some information about it before we wrote the letter.
It's right here.
Okay. So we can do that at next meeting since you've got all the information. Okay.